What's up? It's your girl Goldie. Welcome to the show. And this segment is Goldie with a Story. And my story today is about Baton Rouge artist Nussie. Well, the first time I met Nussie, I didn't know he was Nussie. Okay. I was at the crawfish place minding my own business, getting 5 pounds of crawfish, potatoes, corn, sausage. You know, I had the works. So he was like, "You must be from New Orleans." I said, "Of course not. I'm from California." So he was like, I said, "Well, you must be from Baton Rouge." He said, "I'm from New York." So I'm like, he got jokes. So I left a couple of days later on down the line. We came back to the city. We doing our segment called VH1 Competition. And the VH1 competition consisted of 6 weeks of artist boot camp. You know, they had to do all kind of shit, perform, answer questions. Lawyers came in. They had to do their homework on royalties, all that type of shit like that. So that's when he came to the show. But he was an artist on the show. Well, I don't see the artists or nothing like that until the show, because all of the interns handled all that in our production crew. I just see them when they get to the actual show. So we get to the show, he does, and he said, "Don't I know you from somewhere?" I said, "I don't know." So I said, "Well, what you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm here for the show." I said, "Oh, okay." So he back to me again. He's like, "Well, would you work here or something?" I'm like, "No, I actually produce and direct the show that you about to come on." So he was like, you know, "Bullshit." So I'm like, "How that's bullshit?" So he was like, "So you," I said, "Why would you think not?" So he said, "Well, because you don't look like one." I said, he said, "What a producer gonna be doing in the trenches getting crawfish and all that?" I say, "A hood producer." So we bust out laughing and stuff like that. So he came in and stuff, and I showed him around and the show, and he was like, "Man, this is bomb." He said, "This shit is dope." He said, "It's dope what you do." I say, "It's dope what you do too." He said, "You know that's the name of my record label." He kept jokes. Okay. So you know, he was just a cool dude. So he got a chance to see the kids and all that. They produced the show. They run the show, run the cameras and all that kind of stuff. He thought that was amazing with the kids and stuff. So I said, "Yeah, this will be teach him how to be productive in film and production." So he was like, you know, okay. So he went on in and he did his thing and everything. And then they took us out to eat. And then I found out we had a lot in common, especially with our parents and to us, you know what I'm saying? So we talked about it. We was just two people who crossed paths going the same way. You know what I'm saying? It felt like I had met him before or something, you know? So he was just giving me words of encouragement that I take today. You know what I'm saying? When I feel discouraged and stuff like that, I remember I'm the bomb. You heard me? I'm the bomb. What I do is dope. Okay. Thank you, Nussie, for them words. So he said, "Well, like, well, when it's going to air?" I'm like, "It's going to air next week. It's going to come on." But before that week came, he was unalive. So he never got the chance to see the show. And we didn't play the show. This is going to be the first time that I'm playing the show. So, R.I.P. Nussie, thank you for everything. And I would like to welcome to the stage Baton Rouge artist, Nussie Baby. You heard me?
The hood is everything with music. If you ain't down with the hood, you're a bunch of
boy, B-A-Ball, MJG. Yeah, this is all good.
Welcome back to the Video One Contest, man. It's going down in a major way, you know what I'm saying? Our first featured artist tonight is my man Nussie from Baton Rouge, holding it down in a major way, man. Let him know what that record label is, big brother.
Dope Celebrity Records, D-O-P-E, meaning music.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You've been holding it down in a major way for a while, man, in BR, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Putting it down.
Definitely, man. Who you got with you today?
A1, the president of Dope Celebrity Records.
D-Ray, event coordinator, Dope Celebrity Records.
That's what's up, man. What you doing for us today?
Well, I'm actually doing real music, you know, the dumb way, and they hate my.
That's what's What's up, man? Y'all stay tuned. It's about to crack off. Don't go nowhere.
But it's supposed to be real, though. Now, this is the kind of stuff we talking about. These the kind of tactics you got to take. Because these getting in the dope and shutting up. You know, they ain't letting nobody in. I'll be a quick nussy all finished. DCF representing funky, filthy. You done heard of me, me and Duggery. And we ain't playing with finna make it how it's supposed to be. I see you, man. With the fat knots, you better stop or I take what you got. I want it all, man. I mean everything. Good, bad, bad, be respected when I let them hang. Got money, two big stacks, tall as you. You ain't sharing, I ain't caring, not what you wanna do. Real street, man, I'm out here. From the back, sneak attack, then disappear. Penitentiary, rich, big, fast, and coming soon. 3D, I blow, now them my goons. Oh, you ain't heard. Catching feelings. Call me Nussie Bad. Oh, yeah. Bad Lash, Billy D. Million.
For sure. Get that chopper, try to pop you more in broad daytime. I done lost my mind, I'm not myself no more. Pop a like I know everybody gonna go. Like everybody else, pop a jigger, a line. Cause I know that'll ease my mind. Put my eyes start twitching and my legs start jigging. Now I'm out myself, I don't know no more. I'm a disturbed and my mind just slipping. No matter what they scream, I scream. Oh, yeah. What? Oh, do this gun. Chopping in it with a bunch of old broads smelling like Geritol. I got a gin suit knife, I'm trying to shell shit up. I'm always on some different shit to suck it up.
Man, I'm calling out and flips off the hard and rock the checkerboard polo across.
Last guy died the death of a woodpecker, shit it on himself, and that's where I left.
I'm a flying man for sure. When it's time to go to Dunway, I'm the man with this pressure in my hand.
I am the dirty south. Know what I'm talking about? I'm the man without a doubt. Now I punch in your mouth.
When I start to spit, watch it get hit as he hit the ground, screaming, Jigga City.
We gon' do this the dumb way.
But you ain't stupid, you ain't stupid, you ain't stupid, you ain't stupid, you ain't stupid. You ain't stupid.
And we gon' do this the dumb way.
Police say Chris Jackson, known by his rap name as Nussie, was murdered last night in the Mid-City area of Baton Rouge.
His body was found on America Street. No known shooter or motive right now. This is Luke Margolis gets answers on the murder and Nussie's role in the rap community. Friend, 33-year-old rapper was on the fast track to stardom before police found him dead.
When he walked in the room, I mean, it lit up. His energy was so overwhelming.
Ardana Winbush says she's known Chris Jackson for her whole life, but she knew him by his rap name, Nussie. This was the scene last night when police found the Baton Rouge rapper shot to death inside a home in the 2300 block of America Street. The killers are still on the loose, and police have few answers. Today, friends and family gathered outside Dope Celebrity Records on North 31st Street to pay tribute to the musician.
My man Nissy from Baton Rouge.
John Robert hosts a TV show featuring Louisiana's rap musicians. He says Nussie was a star on the rise who could have pulled others along with him.
It's a great loss because here you have another young black male who was tragically taken, who had talent that also could have helped people with jobs, could have helped people with their careers, could have shed a light on Baton Rouge music scene.
Rumors on the street run wild as to why Nussie was a target. But Winbush says you can't rule anything out.
I worry about the faith of everybody, period. Not just rap artists, everybody. It could be a random. I mean, no one knows if it was rap related. You know, no one knows if it was, you know, beef related. No one knows at this point.
Winbush says Nussie was just days away from signing a recording contract with a major label. Phone calls to that company seeking comment were not returned. Chris Nussie Jackson leaves behind two daughters, ages 13 and 4. Luke Margolis, WBRZ, Balance News. Thank you, Luke. Now, a second man was also found shot about the same time, just blocks from where police found Nussie.